7 minutes to six, or rather to seven. Welcome back to Sabah al Muslim on Radio Islam International. We follow up on the story from yesterday, a big story on mainstream media as well. BDS National Coordinator Mohammed Desai not being allowed into a Virgin Active gym in Houghton because of a t-shirt that he was wearing. There was a meeting between Mohammed Desai and Virgin Active management, we understand, last night, and Mohammed joins us on the line to give us an update. Mohammed, once again, Jazakumullah for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who did you meet last night, and what was on the agenda? What was the outcome?
The MD, the managing director of Virgin Active, flew up to Johannesburg from Cape Town. I was walking into that meeting expecting an apology and expecting a retraction by the company on what their managers had earlier told me was company policy, and that was that I was not allowed ever to walk into a Virgin Active club anywhere in the country with a BDS t-shirt. Unfortunately, I received neither an apology nor a retraction, and neither was there any sort of acknowledgement of any wrongdoing on the part of the company. It seriously looks now as if the only options available to us is to go to the South African Human Rights Commission as well as the Equality Court in order to get some sort of justice out of this issue. But it's kind of shocking that such a big company, that the MD doesn't get legal advice or PR advice before entering such a meeting. They seem to be digging their graves deeper and deeper as we go along on this issue.
Now, the MD has come on to, is on record in the public domain early this morning, is commenting and saying that, look, Mohammed Desai was not prevented from entering the gym because he was wearing a t-shirt. He's free to wear that t-shirt. Anyone is free to wear that t-shirt. He was prevented because of a unsavory incident that broke out that put our staff and fellow members at risk, and he was told to take that that issue outside.
Unfortunately for the company, we have both audio and video recordings and ample evidence to make our case. So this is really just an attempt at spinning this issue, but Virgin Active is not going to win at the end of this.
What happened, Mohammed? Because they seem to be taking the focus away from the calls that you received, first requesting you, then instructing you not to wear the t-shirt at any Virgin Active gym, towards this incident when you entered the gym. What exactly happened there that led to them calling the police and led to you being asked to leave the gym?
Quite simple. I had gone to the gym because I had not received any sort of notice, anything in writing from the company telling me that I can't enter the gym. Although I'd received these phone calls, I'd insisted on getting something in writing, so it was within my right to go to the gym. When I got to the gym, I met the manager, who immediately told me that he's not allowed to let me in. So before any so-called incident of any nature, the manager himself said, I'm not allowed to enter the gym, and that this is because I'm wearing a BDS t-shirt. I was pulled into his office. I was later brought into the lobby area. This is where some of the pro-Israeli supporters of the gym started interacting with the gym management, actually, not even with me, making them upset about the fact that I was present. But I was not involved in any sort of altercation. I never raised my voice. I never swore at anyone. The Israeli supporters did definitely start swearing and start threatening me with violence, suggesting that we should meet outside and those kind of remarks. But I didn't succumb to any of their sort of intimidation. My intention was quite clear. My issue was with the gym, not with the patrons of the gym. My issue was with the gym calling me and then later preventing me from accessing the gym.
Okay, Mohammed, Jazakumullah for the update. Much appreciated.
Jazakumullah so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Well, there you have it. Virgin Active really seem to be trying to spin this one. They're not focusing on the fact that he received a call first from the manager, then from the regional manager, saying he's not allowed to wear the t-shirt, he shouldn't come with that t-shirt. They're saying, no, when he came there, there was tension, and as a result, he was asked to leave, not because of the t-shirt. But here you hear Mohammed saying that when he came there, the manager told him, I'm not allowed to let you enter with that t-shirt, and that he wasn't the one who became rowdy. It was those who were upset about him wearing the t-shirt. Virgin Active don't seem to be handling this very well. It seems like they are making the situation worse for themselves. In mainstream media, they seem to be getting away with this kind of PR spin, especially when they are not interrogated and they are being allowed to focus the whole issue on what happened at the club and not on the fact that he was prohibited even before whatever altercation, if you want to even call it that, broke out. Anyway, we will continue to follow the story. 2 minutes to seven, time for us to get the latest weather with Ijaz, and thereafter the news with Faisal Patel.